This little story before we start the mass prayers over here.
Last night, I heard this big, loud, heavy metal music going from over my neighbor Jack. He lives across from me over there on the eastern side.
Jack is kind of a guy, cowboy. He's a outfitter. He runs the hunting expeditions, and he has a lot of cattle, you know, and all that. But he's basically conservative.
Yeah.
But here's what he's hearing last night from his place.
So about 10 o'clock last night, heavy music, screaming going on, you know, over at his house. And so I called Jack, said, "Are you home?" He goes, "No." I said, "Yeah, there's somebody over there, a truck, yelling, screaming, heavy loud music, heavy metal. Oh, that's weird. Well, can you go check on it for me?" He said, "Yeah, sure. I'm going to bring my gun." So I brought my 9mm, I walk over there, and it's Josh. I've met Josh before. He knows me. He works over there, but he's all drunk, totally drunk, you were talking a little bit about hunting at first. I didn't know how drunk he was at first, but then as I talked to him a little bit more, he's getting more in my face, and he goes, "Are you going to Easter Mass tomorrow?" And I said, "Yeah, and I'm going too." And I said, "Oh, I didn't even know he was a Catholic or so-called Catholic." And I said, "Oh, are you Catholic?" And he looks at me and goes, "Well, yeah, I'm more Catholic than you. You guys think you're holier than thou, and you know, and blah blah blah, and you know, you wear these crosses and stuff, and I don't wear that shit, you know." And I said, what do you think about Pope Francis? You know, supports homosexuality, the transgender. He says Biden's a good Catholic. Says Pelosi's a good Catholic. "Oh, well, I don't know about the Pope. It don't matter, Ryan." He gets right in my face. It don't matter, you know, bleep, he uses cuss words. "It don't matter what these people do. It don't matter. You could judge people. You're judging people. You gotta stop judging me. You're judging me." And he's getting all my face, right in my face.
Whoa.
You know, just getting going off. And I said, "You know what, Josh, you're drunk. I'm going home. You need to, you know, you're going to hell." I said, and he, "Oh, I know I'm going to hell. I know." You know, and I said, so then I left, and he told me bad stuff. He said, "Oh, you need to come out. You need to live life. You know,
go with girls.
You go with girls."
He said, "Go with girls. Yeah, you need to go with girls."
So I called Jack. So yeah, Jack, you know, it was just Josh. You know, he's drunk as a skunk over there. I said, I told him. You know, and he goes, "Yeah, he's got a problem. You know." He doesn't listen. I tell him, "No, don't get drunk." He gets drunk. You know, I'm probably going to get rid of him, he said, or something like that. And so,
this is interesting about a drunk person.
Yeah.
I don't put up with that in the Catholic society. The guy's a monster.
Yeah.
That is absolutely forbidden.
Yeah.
Because, first of all, when you're like that, you're violent.
Yeah.
You can kill people or wound them. Even your verbal assaults are horrible.
Yeah.
And you're supposed to sit back and tell a wife and a family, you have a drunken guy running around, a husband running around a house like that, they have to live with him?
Yeah.
And they have to put up with that? No way.
Yeah.
Nobody puts up with that.
Yeah.
Nobody lives with that. That guy gets smacked down. He gets locked up in jail. You whip him up with 40 lashes.
Yeah.
Lock him up. You lock him up for a month in jail. And you whip him with 40 every day.
Yeah.
And you say, "Okay, next time you do it, we're going to lock you up for 3 months.
Yeah.
Next time, 6 months. Third time, I'm going to kill you."
Yeah.
Seriously,
yeah.
I'm gonna kill you. Don't put up with that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a total disruption to society.
Yeah.
And a drunken woman too is worse than a drunken guy. I mean, but it's total chaos, violent. It's disgusting.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And it's, look, they can say, "Oh, he was drunk." Yeah, he was drunk, and he knew he was drunk.
Yeah.
He did it on purpose.
Yeah.
It's not like he got drunk. And even if God gets drunk by mistake, you don't get violent.
Yeah.
You might get goofy and stupid, like, you know, dumb or something. Yeah. But there's no excuse for that.
Yeah.
I mean, that to me, you watch some of these movies, you know, and the priest goes in and goes, "Well, just pray for your husband and you have to still live with them because you made the vows for better or for worse." Okay, so what happens if he puts on pornography and starts watching it for the kids?
Yeah.
For better or for worse, you got to put up with your kid. You know, the priest will probably come over and look at the pornography with
him.
That's how bad they are.
Yeah.
But this, yeah. that was your little, yeah. that was the devil getting back at you.
Yeah,
yeah right.
At you guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the devil was working through him, and you stung him with the word of God. Yeah. I saw Ryan, he got really, he said, Ryan started to tell him that he can't be saved, and that's when he really got angry.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah that's what the dogma.
Exactly.
Yeah. The dogma. Yeah, yeah. And he went nuts. Yeah. You guys are, you know, you see what I mean? Yeah. If you were ecumenical, he'd say, if you were like an Oro Soto, you're saved.
Yeah.
We're all good. No, no, listen to them guys. Let's have a couple drinks. And you get drunk with them, and you would just be, you know, like palsy wowsy.
Yeah.
Don't listen to them guys. They're a bunch of squares, you know. Yeah. But it's a separation and away from the shade.
Yeah.
But that was the devil's little shot at you, and he's also disrespecting Jack.
Oh yeah.
He's gonna cause Jack a lot of problems.
Yeah. And I was walking away. I'm like maybe 300 yards from his house, and I can hear him screaming over there. He's screaming.
He's still screaming at you.
Yeah, I walked away.
You come back. Hey, go ahead.
I went out to shut the greenhouse down, pull the greenhouse back down.
Yeah.
And I could hear him over there. I thought he was on our porch already.
So I
walked around in there, and it was Ryan on the back. But
he's right in my face.
Well, you know, the old saying,
Jack Daniels, you know.
I was going to say here in a second, but you don't argue with the drunk, and he's right. That's why you walk away.
Yeah.
But sometimes, sometimes you can't help it. They get in your face, and you got to defend yourself if they attack you.
Yeah.
But you did the right thing by saying, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
You know, because you argue with the drunk, it's going to go nowhere.
Yeah.
But he is proving that he doesn't love himself. He hates his own self. He knows he's doing something wrong. He knows he's evil. He even said it. I'm going to hell.
Yeah.
So, just keep doing what you jackass.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like it's like a spoiled brat little baby.
Yeah.
Okay, you're going to hell. You're unhappy. Yeah. Well, do something about it.
Well, that's right. When I was walking away, I said, you're drunk, Josh. You can't be drunk. You got to sober up. You know, as I was walking away, quit judging me, Ryan. You're judging. Don't judge me. Don't judge me, Ryan.
Before Ryan walked away, he puts his arm around him.
Ryan,
I can show you some things.
Oh, yeah, you gotta get you need to come with me. You come with me, I'll take you for a month, and I'll show you. I'll show you.
Being at the whorehouse again. Wow, they laid it. That was the devil.
Yeah, totally.
You're doing something really good. I get to say that. I love to say that. What he did to you, but that's proof that you're doing something good. And the devil is attacking God through you.
Yeah.
Us.
Yeah.
And in this case, you got it.
Yeah.
So you were you
take it for the team.
you know how Christ got persecuted?
Yeah. No.
They spit on him, they goofed on him, you got it.
Yeah.
And you know, you look at a guy like this, it's pathetic. I'm gonna say why. He's a coward, he's a weakling, he's a piece of crap. And in a Catholic country, we don't put up with that.
Yeah.
It's like a little baby that's pouncing when he takes a fit.
Yeah.
And my point is, what are you so unhappy about? Because he knows he's not good.
Yeah.
So if you know you're not good, be a man and do something about it.
Yeah.
And do what you need to be good.
Yeah.
And if you can't do what you need to be good, you're a coward.
Yeah.
You're a sissy.
Yeah.
You are worthless and you are dirt.
Yeah.
You are everything you say you are, because you want to be that way. Don't give me this bullshit and eye tears and that.
Yeah.
You know the only way you can cure a guy like that? A good beating.
Yeah.
A good beating, lock him up, take him away from his home, dry him out.
Yeah.
If he does it a second time, a triple beating, double lock up, third time you kill him, and you kill him in public, and you tell everybody, this is what happens to drunkards that don't amend their ways.
Yeah.
If they're obstinate, we hang their ass. And then we have peace in the community. No more loud rocking, people yelling at your neighbor. That ends. Done! And then the guy has to perk up because now he knows that's the only thing that can convert.
Yeah.
If you don't punish a guy like that and you just try to be nice and kill him with love, it don't work.
Yeah.
He needs an ass kicked in.
Yeah.
It's like a little kid when you kick his ass, it puts him in line.
Yeah.
The state steps in and you punish people like this.
That's why society goes to literally to hell.
Right. And that's right. And that's his hope of salvation would be if you did that to him.
Yeah.
If we were in power right now, that he'd be arrested.
Yeah.
He'd be locked up. We'd whip him, dry him out, and then maybe like he's dried out a week or so, he starts crying.
Yeah.
he starts realizing what he did. Yeah. And he comes to himself. Yeah. Because you're driving him out, you're punishing him, you're hitting him, and you're letting him know he's not going to be with his family for like a month. You do it again 3 months, and then he's sitting in jail. Yeah. You're punishing him every day. Yeah. You're drying him out, and he sits there, and he can come to himself. Yeah. Yeah. Because he's threatened with violence. They think you're going to go up and just be nice to this guy, kill him with love. Yeah. Oh, Josh, I love you no matter what. Yeah. Unconditional love, Josh. You can do whatever you want. Yeah. Just keep talking to me like that. I still love you. I don't mind that. You still can be saved. Unconditional love.
We need tough love here.
Yeah. I don't even like that word tough love, you know. It's one of those goofy, I know what they mean by tough love. It's one of those modern mental illness kind of shit.
It's psychology.
All right. I love you. Yeah, we love all men, but we don't like them. That guy's an absolute abhorrence.
Oh, yeah.
I detest it. It's... Because it is good. It's necessary, too. Because to show you the things we tolerate in this wicked society.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Charlemagne hated drunkenness.
Mm-hmm.
You read some of the rules. A couple of times, it's death penalty.
Yeah.
Not right away.
Yeah.
But if you were drunk, you're done for.
Yeah.
You read it.
Yeah.
Read Charlemagne. He said he drank beer. He drank, like, in the afternoon. He would take a nap, have a couple of beers with his meal, and at night... He drank beer every day, but he didn't get drunk.
No.
He hated drunkenness.
Yeah.
He hated it.
Yeah.
And he had strict laws against drunkards. You know, when you start tolerating them and you don't punish them, they multiply.
Yeah.
And a drunkard is a drug addict, he's not happy with his life.
Yeah.
They destroy families.
Oh.
Totally destroy them.
Oh. I mean,
impossible to live with.
You know, that's the difference between, we're talking good gambling and bad gambling, and if you're bad gambling, a drunkard too. He goes into that family, and he's spending, it's not even a matter of a money thing, but it's the chaos he creates within his family. And then when the guy's crazy like that, how can you discipline a kid when he really needs it, because you're already a nut?
Yeah.
The kid, you lost all credibility with your family, and they can get... You get other drunks that don't get violent, they just sort of get knocked out. And they're no good either, but they're not as bad as the violent ones.
Mm-hmm.
The non-violent ones, they just sort of like let back, and they're sort of like, they don't do anything. They're like in a coma.
Yeah.
And that's not good either. You don't want to see your father in a coma, unless he's in a real coma, for a real reason, you know. Hey, Dad, you put yourself in a coma like that every week, you know. You drink, and then you sit around like this, and you go, and you're like, you're a goof. Can't. You can't discipline your kids. You don't know what's going on in your house. You're just sitting there like this.
Yeah.
Like a Maria Goretti. That one guy. Yeah. The kids, when he's drinking all the time, he's going like this, you know? Right? And you lose... in the Bible, you see what they do to these things. You know, there's a limit. Then they stone you to death.
Yeah.
Then they kill you. I mean, if that guy knew death was awaiting him, or at least separation from your family, and you get a beaten, and then death...
Yeah.
You're going to put an end to it.
Yeah.
Hitler hated drunkards too. Yeah. Hated it. Drugs he hated. He hated drunkards. He drank, but he didn't like drunkards.
Mm-hmm.
Hated them. In the German army too, my father saw it. If any German ever raped a woman, he's dead. They hang him. The Germans hang him.
Yeah.
The Germans hang him in the German army. The barbarian Cossack Russian people when they came, the Mongols and stuff, they would rape and all that.
Yeah.
And the United States people raped too.
Yeah.
United States did bad stuff.
Oh, yeah.
United States soldiers, but it's another story.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you got all these groups, right? AAA, ABC, CBS, Alcohol, come and help. Dino, stop doing it!
Yeah.
That's get rid of AAA.
Yeah.
You know, they're making a lot of money on this stuff. They got all these clinics, they got all these pills, they got all these things to get rid of the alcoholic.
Yeah.
I'll show you how to stop this stuff.
Yeah.
Get rid of your Sigmund Freud shit, get rid of your AAA, I'll punch the guy in his head, I'll beat him on his back, I'll lock him up for 6 months, I'll dry him out. If he does it a third time, I'm going to kill him.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you find out alcoholism is dead.
Yeah.
You conquered it.
Yeah.
No more AAA clinics, no more pills, no more psychiatrists, or you're going to lose all that money. You know how much money they make off of these people?
Yeah.
They love to make people mentally ill and sick
because
they make money off of it.
Yeah.
A good ass kicking is what they need.
Yeah.
You know? And some prayers, of course. Obviously, prayers and exorcisms, too. But you try that guy out, Like drugs too. When you watch a crime story, it's rolling. You try. Mm-hmm. The best thing you can do to a heroin addict is lock them up in a room and dry them out, mm-hmm. and watch them for a while till he gets so the addiction's gone, and then stay with them a little bit longer even, and put them in clinics, help them, and get them off of the stuff, and then he'll thank you forever if he really, you know, forever. I don't know about forever. But he'll be thanking you. You did him a favor. Yeah. You see, but what happens? We got this guy Duterte in the Philippines. Mm-hmm. He wants to get rid of drug dealers, and he does a great job.
Yeah.
He arrests the major drug dealers, and he kills them. And all the minor drug dealers and those addicted to drugs, he put them in rehab clinics, and he dried them out. Mm-hmm. And the anti-pope and the Pope in Rome said, "You can't do that. You're killing people. You're a tyrant. No. You're a tyrant for killing these drug dealers." No. Hitler ended drugs overnight. My father saw it in Hungary overnight. As soon as Hitler came into Hungary, there was no more drugs. It was over. It didn't exist. You couldn't even get them. Yeah. You understand what's going on in this country? The apostate Jews and Freemasons don't do these things. They're giving them to the citizens to poison them. It's a weapon. But, I mean, and it's a way to make money. Mm-hmm. But the old-fashioned, you know, a crack on the head, punishments, that's what's needed.
Yeah.
But they sit back and they try to do all the psychology crap. All this, you know, sit down and, you know, well, it's not your fault, I know, because it's your genetics, you were born that way, but we're going to try to give you a couple drugs on there. And then they try to tell you, what's an alcoholic? Oh, is he an alcoholic? It's a DNA thing.
No.
I mean, we've had people in here that were alcoholics, and then they overcame it, and they were drinking with us normally.
No.
Never got drunk again, but drank just like we do.
No.
It's not, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what happens when you don't punish people anymore.
Yeah.
That's the end result of democracy. Yeah. Everyone's allowed to do what they want to do.
Yeah.
And you went up to this guy who's living in a democracy that says you can do whatever you want, and you told him.
Yeah.
And you know, and when a guy's a drunkard, you're not the only one. He's divorced, no wonder.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I think Chad told me, I got five generations of Catholics in my I go back to 1786. And I said, well, we go back to the other church the first 1,000 years.
Well, you go back. See, you know, I told Ryan when he said that.
Yeah.
Here's a guy that calls himself Catholic, and it's like a racial thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Can we go back to some?
Yeah.
If you're a Catholic, then I don't know what. I mean, this is sickening.
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a scandal. Yeah. I was saying, I said we're just like the Jews.
Yeah.
You know, the Jews gave the Jews a bad name, and Catholics gave Catholics a bad name.
Yeah.
Jews a good name.
Yeah.
If you're a good, ultimately, you know, that's why even if you're a bad Jew, you don't even want to call you a Jew.
Yeah.
But the Jews gave the Jew a bad name, and Catholics gave Catholics a bad name. We did just what the Jews did.
Yeah.
We are doing exactly what the Jews did.
Yeah.
You look into these Catholics, you're going to say they're monsters.
Yeah.
If that's what a Catholic is, I'm going to go as far away from them as possible.
Yeah.
Pedophilia, homosexuality, you don't punish anybody, you don't judge anybody, anything goes.
Yeah.
I'm staying away from you.
Yeah.
And this, look at this
that's
guy. How Catholic and here he is, you know. Yeah. Like, get ready, he's telling you to go, girl.
Yeah.
And then he tells you I'm going to hell. I know I'm going to hell. This it's crazy.
Yeah.
Wonderful. We got a Protestant guy in here that was converted, and he said, he's gone now, unfortunately, but maybe we'll come back. But he said that when he was a Protestant, he said the Catholics were the worst sinners.
Yeah.
They were a scandal to him.
Mm-hmm.
As a Protestant, even conservative Protestant,
but
what society tolerates this stuff? This is democracy stuff. This is republics. This is no one's going to tell me what to do.
Yeah.
But that's like a natural law kind of a thing when a guy starts acting like that.
Yeah.
I mean, and you know, we watch a lot of these American, the Western movies, and even these American, these drunkards. It's a known thing. Even in Ireland, they know.
Yeah.
It's not just the United States. It's all in these democratized countries
where
they don't punish people for this. And then it becomes a scourge, this alcoholism.
He's driving Jack's brand new truck, too. I told Jack, you know, he's driving your truck. Yeah, I know. I hope he doesn't crash it.
Well, Jack's going to have to fire that guy.
Yeah.
Or he's going to be a thorn in his ass.
Yeah.
He's going to cause him trouble.
Yeah. Yeah.
What happened to the other guy that was there? The
Cesar.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he's. I think he works up in the Beaverhead. Then he goes back to Mexico. But I haven't seen him for a while. And then
Duke's, so he's got this new guy
Duke's
here.
Over there, and then he's actually been around.
Oh,
he's been around for about 4 years.
Yeah. Well, he's good.
Yeah.
I guess you just had the opportunity to catch him on, and
yeah.
What a night to do it too.
Know.
You know, the devil is waiting for you to come home.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So his bring up, why are you going to mass tomorrow? You
know? Yeah, yeah. Because yeah. the Catholic thing can get started. We're talking about hunting and oddad hunting, and you just got back from West Texas. They're oddad hunting, and then oh, it sounds like you had a long day. I can kind of tell you he's drunk, yeah, you know. Yeah, and then, you know, it sounds like you had a long day. I better let you go, you know. And then he goes, yeah, are you going to mass tomorrow? Like, you know,
the right? devil came and told. Yeah. Totally changed the topic.
Yeah,
hunting or something.
Yeah,
you going to mass tomorrow? Who am I talking to? Is this Josh or is this the devil?
Yeah.
We're dealing with the devil.
Well, I was like, do I ask him if he's Catholic?
Josh is in
you
right now.
Josh is not home right now.
You can see it in his eyes. His eyes are all was, black and you know, yeah, yeah,
that,
looking at
him. That was Satan. Yeah. Dr. Viola. Yeah. No, they always say, like, the devil's at the bottom of the bottle.
Yeah.
Alcohol bottle. Exactly. You drink the whole thing, the devil's at the bottom.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's true, you know, and the devil then comes out of this guy.
Yeah, yeah.
You might speak to him tomorrow and he don't even know what he said to you.
I know.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah,
you were dealing with Satan. You were dealing with Satan himself. I was had a conversation with Satan yesterday.
Yeah.
And Mr. Satan.
Yeah.
But that don't hurt him, you see.
Yeah.
Mr. Satan. In the name of Jesus Christ, get out of here. But he's human too.
Yeah.
You see, I always said a pure devil is easier to deal with than a human being.
Yeah.
A pure devil, you can invoke the name of Jesus, spiritual being, he goes.
Yeah.
But when you're dealing with a human being, he's alive, he has free will, God still loves him and wants him to be saved.
Yeah.
So the devil knows he can hide in that human being and get away with a lot of stuff because God's not, unless God kills the human.
Yeah.
Because God has mercy, he lets the human live, even though he's bad, and so you've got to deal with the bastard.
Yeah.
So it's much more dangerous.
Yeah.
When you're dealing with a human being who's possessed by a devil, than a pure devil.
Yeah.
And you may be able to exercise the devil out of him and calm him down a little bit, but he's still him.
Yeah.
And he has his own stuff to deal with.
Yeah.
So it's not just the devil in him making him do it, it's himself who's evil. I'm not him.
Yeah.
Sometimes the devil will come out and express himself through the person, and it's not them anymore, but the person himself is evil too.
Yeah.
They're both evil.
Yeah.
So the devil says, step aside, let me take over.
Yeah.
You're not hitting them hard enough.
Yeah.
You're evil, but you're too timid. I'm going to come out.
Yeah.
Shut up here, I'm going to come out.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know. And then when the devil leaves him, then he'll come back out and do his own evil.
Yeah.
It's about, that's what you're dealing with.
Well,
it's
taking over.
A guy needs to be forced into doing something right so he can clean him up, you know. It's precisely what I told you which needs to be done, you know. With these people.
Yeah.
You can't pamper them. You can't pansy them. You're doing them a favor.
Yeah.
And if he's of good will, when you lock him up and he's being dried out and he's being punished, he turns with himself. He knows society doesn't accept that.
Yeah.
He knows if he does it a third time, he's going to get killed.
Yeah.
That's going to get the guy to stop it.
Yeah.
And then if it's a Catholic country, you do prayers for him, exorcisms and all that, and you teach him to pray. And then he begins to learn how to drink the right way.
Yeah.
And you observe them, and you've got God's grace working in there. And we've seen it happen here. We've had alcoholics here that still drink, but they never got drunk anymore.
Yeah.
They had their couple of drinks, got that nice warm buzzy feeling you get from alcohol, which is good. God gave us that. That's nice. But they didn't get drunk.
Yeah.
You know, getting drunk is ugly. Even it's not even good. I mean, it's not a good thing. It doesn't feel good. Even you lose your senses. You become stupid and silly.
Yeah.
You lose your balance. You get all kinds of irrational.
Yeah.
You get sick. There's really nothing good about it. I used to get drunk and I was a pagan, living like a pagan myself. And it's a horrible thing. You throw up. You say, I'm never going to do this again. 3 days later, you're doing it again.
Yeah.
And you lose your senses. You can't. If I never got like that now, I would panic.
Yeah.
I would be afraid. I'd say I'm losing my... It's not a good thing is what I'm getting at. How could this even be... That shows you how evil I was, how evil we were, the society I'm living in. It's an escape. You want to get out. It's sort of like instead of going out and killing people, you get drunk. You know, I got a choice. You know, I got to go out and kill people because I hate this world.
Yeah.
People know that. They don't like their life. Or I'm either going to kill people or I'm going to get drunk.
Yeah.
And if I get drunk, I might kill them still anyway.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's just, you know, it's a curse, you know. And when you're not right with God, when you're really bad, those things happen. You misuse God's good things.
Yeah.
But this is a good lecture maybe for people that are on the, with the alcoholic people even. Even this guy Josh, you got to pray for him. But Josh got to fire him.
I know.
He doesn't have to. Josh can do what he wants. But my point is, if you don't force a guy like that to dry out, it's never going to happen.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
I know when he gets sober a little bit, he's nice and he has a nice side to him.
Yeah.
But somebody's got to intervene with the guy. Like, you don't pamper people like that. You don't give them options. And you don't bring them to AAA. Even if they got rid of alcoholism, they're going to become a workaholic. Or they're going to pick up another addiction. They're going to give up the alcohol, and they're going to start working. Working 24-7, baby. I got to work. And so he's going to replace it with another addiction. And plus, they're lying to them anyway about the whole nature of alcohol. They teach it like it's a DNA thing, like homos. That God created men to be homos. It's like a DNA. I got a DNA homo in here. I can't help it. Which is also an assault against God. God did not create you with that kind of a gene, okay? That's a spiritual thing and a demonic thing. You took it upon yourself with your free will. Stop blaming God and saying that you were created that way. And that's what the AA people say, that you're created. And you see, they're pathetic. I always hated psychiatrists and psychologists. I can't stand them. Never liked them, sir. And I know everybody that went to them got worse. Way worse. I seen people change when they go to they go to them, and the doctor says, because somebody told them they're nuts, so you got to go. So they go, and then they really become nuts. I said, you know, you weren't nuts before this. Now you're truly nuts. You are like wacko. Man, you want to talk, you're not even the same person. What did that guy do to you? They start telling you things. They start working on you. Plus what you did, you sinned against God too. Because you're going to this person to get spiritually cured instead of God. So now God pulled his grace away. Now you're listening to this Sigmund Freud freak, and he's popping pills down your mouth, and you're walking out of there like this, and you're like, now you're messed up like crazy. I always said, when these non-Catholics stopped going to confession, and they didn't have good confession anyway, they started confessing to the psychiatrist. The psychiatrist became their priests. The psychiatrist was their confessor. Bless me, Sigmund Freud, for I have sinned. Don't bless yourself like that. I'm Sigmund Freud. What's the satanic thing you guys do? Bless me, old satanic master Sigmund Freud. For I've sinned against your satanic commandments. What should I do?
Eat some babies.
A couple of human sacrifices would be good. Boil a couple of babies up and eat their flesh. That will help you. But if you're not ready for that, I'm going to give you a couple pills. Because maybe you want to go that far. I'll give you a couple pills so you can just sit back and you keep coming to me and I'll fix you, you poor puppy. But just know one thing, you're a broken person. Nothing you can do about it. Just accept it, you know. And then you walk out. It's a sick world, you know. I always said, the world needs a big ass kicking. And they're going to get it. From the Antichrist. Us too. There's going to be two ass kickings going on here. Antichrist want to do it. Hey, you want to get? I don't care. Go ahead. You do it. You're going to do it. I'm going to do it. And then we're going to kick his ass. There's a lot of ass kicking around. Antichrist, now your ass is going to get kicked. And he knows it, too. Not the Antichrist, but the devil does. Antichrist doesn't know that. He thinks he is going to be the big boy. That's going to be fun, isn't it? What a fun time that's going to be. I just can't wait for it. I'm going to be so happy. You know, when you start straightening people out, it's going to be good. That's how come Charlemagne and all the holy rulers had holy kingdoms, even Hitler, even though he had problems, but he had a lot of good stuff. How do you purify society? The guy Duterte was doing it in the Philippines. This guy down in El Salvador, what's the name of the group, the
MS-13?
MS-13,
right.
Horrible gangster kids. What a evil gangster society group of kids where they cut people up in pieces and they teach kids. They're monsters. So this new guy in El Salvador, which is his name, Nayib Bukele, he came to power and he's doing a great job. He had them all arrested, locked them up, put them in jail, and then now all the non-old Catholics are saying this is brutal. You can't be doing this, you're a tyrant. Eddie Cameron, he says, I'm a tyrant. I'm a tyrant. They rape, they kill, they teach kids how to murder. And you're calling me a tyrant for locking these people up? This is what happens. The nominal Catholic Church says this. What are you? You're supporting gangsters. These kids are raping people. They're chopping people up and murdering people. He says they're teaching kids how to murder people. Duterte said, I'm getting rid of drugs. And the Pope in Rome is condemning them? Condemning them for killing drug dealers? You're not allowed to kill anybody. You're killing the drug dealers. The Pope in Rome is a drug dealer. The Pope is pushing drugs. You understand? You look at that movie Scarface. The Pope is worse than Scarface. Really, in the movie Scarface with Al Pacino, he said it. You think I'm the bad guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was bad, but not as bad as these guys hiding behind their white collar jobs and they're getting the money from the drugs. Mm-hmm. And they're protecting them, mm-hmm. protecting the drug rackets. That bastard in Rome is a drug dealer.
Yeah.
Number one drug dealer. Our presidents in the United States, it's Trump wanted to get rid of them. Most of them support drugs. Yeah. Bush, the Rump Huggins, the Democrats, they all push drugs.
Yeah.
They all push drugs. All the politicians push drugs. They all support drugs and make a lot of money. Almost every one of them. Almost every one of them.
Yeah.
How else can it come into the country unless they're allowing it?
Yeah.
Look what Hitler did overnight. He got rid of it.
Yeah.
You can get rid of drugs in this country overnight. They don't want to do it. They want to poison their own citizens because they don't look upon you as human beings.
Yeah.
Freemasons and apostate Jews don't look upon you as human beings. They don't look at you as their own citizens. They hate you. They want to use you. They want to destroy you. And they're the ones that want to come to power in their own little utopia and keep a few of you guys around to be their slaves. That's what's going on here. What country allows their people to be poisoned like this with drugs? And the streets laying around like that, and you're perpetuating that.
Yeah.
You love your people? If you love these people, you'd straighten them out. Get them off the streets. Lock them in a minimum security place. They can take care of themselves. If they can't, you got to keep them locked up in a minimum security place. There should be no such thing as bums down the street. That shouldn't exist in a Catholic society. If a guy's so bad that he can't take care of himself, you lock him up in a minimum security place and help him. If he's real bad and he's violent or something, you lock him up in jail. And if he doesn't listen, you kill him.
Yeah.
Yep.
You look at some of these drug addicts, it's a sad thing when someone's addicted. And the cops have to put up with this. And you walk, there's a thing we have. I got to play this clip. You get sick of it. And all these heroin addicts are in this one place in Philadelphia, and they're living in all these houses that are abandoned, and they have nowhere to go. And it's just right out in the open. It's like a free-for-all. How can that happen if the government doesn't support it? From the top to the bottom. Not just the low. It's actually coming from the top. It never comes from the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
The bottom takes the order from the top. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? So, you, Serpico, watch that. You got one cop that wants to be honest, and he says, his commander says, you can't. We're not allowed to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Who tells the commander that? The guy above him. Who tells the guy above him? The president.
Mm-hmm.
The politicians. It starts at the top. Don't do anything about it.
Huh.
Because if they see it, it's going on. And then you look at the poor guy laying there. The one guy's all messed up, drug addict. He's laying down. And the cops, it says, no, you can't stay in here. You got to get out of here. This is not your place. You know? And so the guy's getting up off the floor. And he's, where's he going to go? You can just let the guy get up. Lock him up.
Yeah.
Dry him up. Help him. It's true with the rehab. Force him. Dry him out. And see, and don't. You can't let people live like that.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta eat against your own will even. If he doesn't want to listen, tough shit, I'm taking you into the rehab.
Yeah.
And I'm going to dry your ass out. But you know, when the government perpetuates that, they don't want that to happen.
Mm-hmm.
They want to keep it happening. But you look at that, it's a sad, sad, sad thing to say that you are killing your own people. You don't even want to help your own citizens.
Yep.
What kind of people behave like this? Apostate Jews and Freemasons. Talmudic Jews and Freemasons. That's what kind of people behave like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, us Catholics, we abhor other people that are real evil, but we still love them. We want them to be. And that's the way Hitler was.
Mm-hmm.
And they thought they were racism. Yeah, he thought the German race was superior because of their. And they did have a lot of superior qualities, but he didn't hate other races.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't. He wanted to raise every race up to dignity and pure and holy and goodness. I'm not saying holiness. He had his own heresies and stuff, but on the natural plane. See, in this country, they don't want that. They want to put you down in the dirt,
yeah.
take all your money, and then kick you out the back door. That's the Talmudic Jew and the Freemason.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're going to get every drop of blood out of you, and then when you can't get any more money off you or anything, throw you out the back door.
Yeah.
If anything's more like, if that's not totally satanic, I don't know what
yeah.
it is. This all started because Ryan got attacked last night.
Yeah.
You know, we're getting back at the devil now.
Yeah.
He got you,
yeah.
we're going to get him. This
yeah.
lecture, which I didn't plan to give, I'm giving, so we're going to have two lectures tonight.
Yeah.
And this is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What he did to you, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Because it's like, that was the devil getting back at you.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
Now, unfortunately, it's sad because we'll pray for Josh. That's
yeah.
all we can do is we're pray for him.
Yeah.
But other than that, he's never going to get better.
Yeah.
I mean, until we have power. I said, Josh, I'm going to pray for you and all that. Now, there's a chance you may get better
mm-hmm.
while I'm praying for you. But if I had power over you to do what I want with you, then you would have a real chance to get better. Yeah. Power over me!
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't say it unless you have it. You know? If you don't have it, you know. If I had power over me! You don't need to tell me what to do. I'll take my life and kick you off air. Live free or die. Live free or die.
Tread on me.
I put some money in your ass, don't tread on me. All right. I don't have, I said if. Because if you have power on them, that stops.
Yeah.
You just put the cuffs on them, shut up, get the thing down, shut up, put your hands behind your back, and come with me right now, you bastard. Pull it in. Oh, no! I ain't going to tell you why yet until I put you in jail. You put force on him, you know?
Yeah.
Then he knows he's under it, you see? You got to put him, that's why when we do exorcism, you put force on him. You put him down, our prayers, God's prayers, you put him down. You don't want to fight, you don't put people down, they're conquering you. It's a war. That's, you're going to be doing a guy a favor like that.
Exactly.
That was one of my favorite scenes in Crime Story, when Corella took that drug kid
and
he dried him out in the room.
Yeah, exactly.
He says, it's you, me, and a TV set for now about a month. I'm going to dry your ass out.
Yeah.
And you went to, and you dried him out?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
And when they don't do that, it shows they don't care if they go to hell, you know, because... If nobody does that to them, they don't realize...
They want them to go to hell.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's like they don't care about them.
Yeah.
They hate them.
Mm-hmm.
You look at that drug addict sitting there, you're not going to try to help that guy. You're going to just say, go to the get out of here and go somewhere else.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not blaming the cop because he can't do anything.
Yeah.
You know, but when the laws are set up and where they allow that, you hate people.
Yeah. Yeah.
You hate these people.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
Yeah.
Anybody who had a kid that was... drowned or got poisoned by some type of food, you're going to try to give him to the doctor and give him an antidote. He's your poor kid. He's suffering.
Yeah.
You look at that, and you let that happen in society. What kind of people are running this world and this country? Freemasons and apostate Jews. Wise up. These founding fathers were Freemasons. They don't care about you. They never did. They pretended to be moral because the populace wouldn't accept it. They were corrupting you a little at a time till you got to this point. But they point the hand at people like Hitler, Duterte, the guy in El Salvador now, the Holy Roman Empire, with guys like Charlemagne and Constantine, when they came to power. And so you get you. This is what you want. This is the society you want. They're totally rebellious.
It reminds me of the guy that robbed on the side of the road, and the Samaritan comes by.
Oh, yeah.
He helps him with the nine priests.
Yes, that's exactly.
They didn't help him out.
That's it, Bruce. Yeah. Bruce, you owe me 10 bucks. That was a great one. You're right. Because, exactly. You got the ten, there were 10 people going by, and you had the guy that was robbed and beaten on the side, the good Samaritan.
Yeah.
And the Samaritan was like a schismatic then. That would be like the Russian or Greek Orthodox schismatics.
Yeah.
And you got 9 Catholics going, real Catholics, but they're bad Catholics, you know. Real, but they're Catholic.
Yeah.
And you got one schismatic.
Yeah.
9 Catholics, one schismatic, walking down the street, and they see this guy beaten, and he's all messed up, and the 9 Catholics walk by, and the schismatic guy picks him up and helps him.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about with the drug. And you look at the guy, he's a drug addict. I'm not blaming the cops, because it's not their fault.
Yeah.
You can't. If there's no law, the cop can't take the drug addict in his own home.
Yeah.
He doesn't have enough room. To pick 20, and they'll come out again, because there's no rules to stop the guy.
Yeah.
But the government... is walking by, it's not only walking by these people, it's worse.
Yeah.
The government's the one that hit them over the head and robbed them.
Yeah.
And then when you come to help them, the government says no.
Yeah.
They prevent you from helping him. They do, they prevent you. We can't help them.
Mm-hmm.
It's impossible.
Yeah.
Because you need to have force.
Yeah.
You need to have laws in force that force these guys to go so you can help them. If there's no laws, you just let them go. You can only pray for them.
Yeah.
So it's like worse. It's like they're the ones that beat them up, knock them on the ground, and then when you come to help them, they prevent you from helping them.
Yeah.
You know, you look at some of these movies, like Serpico, Prince of the City, you see what Serpico tried to do the right thing with the drug thing, and it's corruption. These democracies brought some of the worst corruption the world has ever known.
Yeah.
It came from the Greeks, which are notorious for homos too.
Yeah.
They had the homo thing, democracy and republics.
I've always said, where would you be the most afraid? Anywhere in the world, where would you be the most afraid?
Yeah.
New York, Chicago, democracy. St. Louis, right. Philadelphia.
Yeah. I forgot that the other guy he pointed the finger at is Putin.
Yeah.
And look at all the good stuff he's doing in Russia.
Yeah.
This guy's doing a lot of good stuff in Russia, and they're pointing the finger at him too.
Yeah.
Because he's not allowing them to run roughshod like they are in the Western democracies. So now he's the big tyrant.
Yeah.
He's the new Hitler. He's the new bad guy.
Yeah.
China, even. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying these guys are perfect. They got problems. Nothing compared to the West.
Yeah.
China's got no crime problem.
Yeah.
Look at the crime problem. They're allowing these, they're actually unleashing these people. Now it's obvious they got prosecutors, don't even put them in jail.
Mm-hmm.
You know who goes to jail? The vigilante. The guy who wants to, not even the vigilante, the guy who defends himself goes to jail.
Mm-hmm.
It's just on the news, you know, last week. Some guy that was attacking this guy with a gun. He came into his store, he's going to rob him. The guy took the gun from him and he shot him with the gun. But what happened, this guy shot the store owner, so he got shot.
Yeah.
So he got shot himself, pulled the gun out and shot him.
Yeah.
I don't know if he killed him or not. And so he had to go to the hospital, the store owner.
Yeah.
And so when he went to the hospital, he woke up and he was shackled to his bed. They arrested him.
Yeah.
He's under arrest. The guy that defended himself.
Yeah.
And the other guy's, I don't know if he's dead or if he's not. I mean he's shackled.
Yeah.
And, you know, defending yourself is a natural law.
Mm-hmm.
It's an instinct. You know, somebody hits you, you're going to fight. I mean, so now they're saying, no, you don't fight back. We're going to let these bastards come and you have to sit back and accept it.
Yeah.
All right, so we ended up giving a little bit of a pre-lecture.